Tillerson made the comments after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. After that meeting, the Russian diplomat announced that the Trump administration was sending its new special representative for Ukraine negotiations to Moscow for talks. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton is condemning as an act of terrorism the bombing of a mosque in Bloomington over the weekend.
In Minnesota, we accept one another, we support one another, we respect one another, we live together, we work together, we succeed together, and we're not going to let one bad person get in the way of all of that.
The FBI says it's searching for suspects in the case and trying to determine whether it was a hate crime. Nobody was hurt in the Saturday morning blast. Vice President Mike Pence is calling a news report suggesting he's laying the groundwork for a possible presidential run in 2020 is disgraceful and offensive. Pence says his team is focusing efforts on advancing the agenda of President Trump. This is SRN News.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
JP, Kathy, and the crew. I've decided to give Kathy the day off today. Michael, I knew that that would depress you because you love seeing her batting blue eyes, but today she has the day off.
I can't figure out where the switches are. No, yeah, Kathy is sorely missed today.
She is sorely missed today. I don't know if that means that we don't sorely like her or we do like sorely like her. I'm not sure how that works.
I guess it depends on your spelling of sorely.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, but Kathy's going to have the day off today. Sheravius had a late flight last night, so Sheravius is going to have the day off as well.
Did you get to see him before you left?
You know, I did not.
Aw.
I did not get to see him before I left, sadly. But I did get to talk to him over the phone, and he sounds like he's happy and cheerful. I mean, how was he?
He was great on the air. I mean, he put in that surprise for Kathy on Friday, so it was... It was very interesting. They had a lively discussion.
You know, we always have a lively discussion with Sheravius, without a shadow of a doubt. Well, folks, I'll tell you, just to kind of recap last week and to give you kind of an idea of what's going on Mondays, we will always have Dr. Norm Clothier coming on. We'll be talking about all things medicine that has to deal with family. He is by far, in my opinion, because, of course, he is my doctor, one of the more expert opinions that I rely on heavily for family medicine. And today we're going to be talking about cancer and understanding cancer. This is going to be a three-part series that we're going to be talking about it. You show me a family that has not had to deal with some form of cancer at some point, and I'll show you a family that needs to be in the history books, because it seems like cancer does have a tendency to ravage through one's family, whether that be emotionally, physically, or both. And so we're going to be talking about understanding cancer for the next 3 weeks. Today, we're going to be talking about some antioxidants, and I've got some questions for Dr. Clothier in regards to antioxidants, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Also, we're going to be talking, or last week we talked about transgender in the military. On Tuesday, we're going to come back and revisit that topic again. We had Nicole in, who was a Marine who transgendered over after the Corps. And it seems like the trend, Michael, and I'm going to bring you into the discussion on this.
Oh, dear.
It seems like the trend is not that we're transgendering in the military, but we're transgendering after the military. I haven't yet to find a story where somebody has actually began the transfer, but
there is a term for it and that they prefer, and I just don't remember it at 6 a.m. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't either. So we're going to say transformation during their service time. They seem to be doing it.
Transitioning.
Thank you. That's the term that they use. And I had some of our listeners who are ex-military send me in comments that said, hey, this surgery and this process is nowhere near the expense of Viagra for men in the service. For one surgery and transition, and they sent me a citation on this, $700,000.
Mm-hmm. What was the citation on that? Because I heard that was a fake news story there about Viagra.
No, the Viagra story now I've got that is a Time Magazine article that was released on the VA. Wake up, John. The VA hospital. But I'm told that, again, $700,000 is how much it costs to go through this transition.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I mean, that's just, if you have, you know, 20 people doing that, the expense of that is truly ridiculous.
It seems pretty astronomical. And Viagra is, what, $30 a month with insurance?
Well, it depends on your insurance, I guess.
Well, if it's the military insurance.
Well, true. I guess the military insurance, yeah, probably $30 a month.
What's the cost of the military from that?
I need to probably do some research and contact my congressman and ask him to get me something on that, because they can do that for
I'm sure you. You could call Kathy during the break, and she could call somebody down in Austin and find out.
Probably so. Yeah. Probably so. But nonetheless, bottom line is that, folks, it is expensive, regardless of anything else. And, again, I have not had any commentary that I have been able to find, of course, the intertruth, to tell me that there has been, in fact, a case where somebody has transitioned during their service. It's always been after their service that they've transitioned. A debate has stirred from that. You know, is it really a mental health issue or not? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you that right now, it's still a mental health issue. And until somebody from a higher power in the medical field comes back and says, hey, you know what? Those guys at Johns Hopkins don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Those guys at Harvard Medical don't know what they're talking about. Until somebody comes back and tells me, hey, you know what? Doesn't work that way. Then that's what I'm going with.
If it was a psychiatric issue in the 1970s and 80s, why is it not still one today? There has not been anything to come across this, like, groundbreaking new research into the brain, has there?
Well, it's almost like they want it to trend differently. If I can make it more socially acceptable and make it trend differently and make it a part of our pop culture, then you have to believe me that it's not a mental health disorder.
Really? Social engineering?
Oh, pretty much.
You think so?
Oh, I do. Dr. Clothier, I mean, I got Dr. Norm Clothier yes. with me to my left, and good I wasn't going to suck him into this conversation, yeah. but am I wrong,
no,
Dr.
you're
Clothier?
Correct. I mean, you know, a lot of the diagnostic statistical manual diagnoses, you know, that come from the psychiatric realm are adjusted over time based on societal expectation. And so there is social engineering behind it. I mean, that's just the reality. That's why some of the terms change. You know, we grew up with terms that now are considered inappropriate to barely, you know, to hardly even say,
right.
like mental retardation versus pervasive developmental disorder. You know, it sounds different. It describes the same thing. We just have a different terminology. And a lot of those are very appropriate. I think it's fair to try to term things in ways that aren't self-labeling too much. But you know, the reality is they're still real.
So if society causes changes in psychiatry, I can't imagine why people would be so reticent to go see a psychiatrist, you know, if their opinions are always changing.
That's a little different realm there too.
Well, folks, I tell you, we're not gonna dwell on it. But last week we had that conversation. We want to appreciate everybody's comments and the respect that they had for humanity, regardless of whether you believe in it, don't believe in it. We want to thank that. Well, folks, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Dr. Norm Clothier with Family Healthcare Associates. Already, the Facebook Live page is on fire this morning with commentary. I'm gonna visit with Dr. Norm Clothier with the comments that are already being made. Understanding cancer is our topic, and we're going to be covering that for the next 3 weeks. We'll be right back. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic here on 620 AM KEXB. We begin this morning with a fuel spill that is taking up three right lanes of traffic in Dallas 30 eastbound at Haskell Avenue. Traffic is stopped back to 2nd Avenue. Again, that's a fuel spill 30 eastbound at Haskell Avenue in Dallas. In Fort Worth on the side streets, Long Avenue at North Main, you've got an accident and some slow traffic. That's Look at Traffic right here on 620 AM KEXP.
Want to know the best-kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM KEXP, experts in business.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-725-1616 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-725-1616. That's 800-725-1616. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at SilverbackGorillin.com. Get your gorillin on!
Yeah!
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are JP, Kathy, and the crew. Have given Kathy today off today. Shiravius had a long flight, so we will see him again tomorrow. We have Dr. Norm Clothier to my left. Dr. Clothier, good morning.
Good
Understanding
morning.
Cancer. You know, yeah. I don't even know where to broach that subject, so I'm going to run.
Yeah, okay. We talked a couple of weeks ago, and by the way, I am here every Monday except last Monday. I was on the road from Iowa with all the bizarre things. But since we talked last week or 2 weeks ago about kind of an introduction to cancer, I do want to clarify one thing that I think there was some misunderstanding based on comments. And that is what I said was that I kind of cringe when I hear, oh, we're going to cure cancer, or we must cure cancer, or we're stopping cancer this year, because not because we don't want there to be a cure. Obviously, everybody wants a cure for cancer, but it's because it's such a broad topic. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of kinds of cancer. And so just saying you're going to cure cancer doesn't really address all the different cell lines and the types. And that's something I want to kind of get into a better understanding of. There are broad categories like sarcomas deal with bone and muscle tissue, and carcinomas deal with organ tissue of the body and the surface tissue of organs, like the lining of an organ. And, you know, it's like leukemias and lymphomas are bloodline. And, of course, we're all familiar with terms like breast cancer and prostate cancer. But I tell you, they're not the same. And so I think it's difficult to say across the board, oh, we're going to cure cancer this year, or we have a higher cancer cure rate than the competitor, for instance, because you're really not talking about the same condition for all of those. All you're talking about with cancer is abnormal growth of body tissue. And that can be a lot of different kinds of body tissue. You know, we're not single cell animals. Well, and so it's a big, big topic.
Can I jump on that for just a minute, Dr. Sure. Clother, before we go into the medical side of this? Can we talk about the marketing side of this and the company side of this for a second?
I mean, I wouldn't mind briefly mentioning. I think that could take a whole lot of time. But
it could.
But I think it's always a dicey situation in medicine to try to advertise a better cure rate. What you're really, you know, the problem, and ethically speaking in medicine, generally speaking, we don't advertise other than location and availability. You know, if you'll notice, our ads for my company, Family Healthcare Associates, are simply that we're there and we're happy to serve you. We don't claim, we're, you know, better family doctors than somebody else, or you'll get a faster, better cure, because that's not a legitimate thing to do. You know, you cannot take, for instance, somebody with a stage 4 lung cancer and somebody else with a skin basal cell carcinoma and say, oh, we're going to cure this faster than somebody else can with legitimacy. You can't say that, because, you know, if one patient with a basal cell goes in and gets a simple removal and it's cured versus the stage 4 lung cancer that 91% of the time is fatal within 5 years, you know, that's not something you can compare. And so that should not be advertised as a comparison issue or a better rate.
And I didn't mean to take you off of that, but I know that that's a lot of people's. I mean, we see.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'm a lamb. I'm a lamb to the slaughter on that when I look at marketing.
Understand.
So,
and I know people who have said, "Oh, I have a cancer. I've got to go, you know, to whatever advertising
of America
center
or
in
something.
America."
Right. Without saying
that.
Much more.
Yeah.
Than it. Yeah.
And you know, there certainly are people with great outcomes there. There are also people who don't travel out of town and stay weeks out of town and get cured here in town, you know, because we have great oncologists, great radiation therapy doctors, great surgical oncologists. And, you know, it's just so variable that it's hard to combine all that into one thing. So I just wanted to mention a few things about cancer so we understand. And one is, as we touched on a couple of weeks ago, too, the term cancer, if you look at the Latin root, there isn't a Latin root, I don't suppose, but the Latin root is that there it is the term that means crab. And if you think about cancer as a crab, you know, picture in your mind what a crab does. It scoots sideways unpredictably. It moves, you know, in ways that you can't always predict which direction it'll go. And it has pincers, and it can go out and grab things and tear tissue and whatever. And that's kind of the way you can view cancer. Cancer is an abnormality of cells that should develop in a normal way, that get off course and start to develop in an abnormal way. And when they do that, they usurp the nutrition from the tissue that is healthy and take away that nutrition. That's why frequently people lose weight with cancer. They, you know, get kind of a wasted-looking appearance because their body is having its nutrition taken away by the cancer that is overcoming the tissue. Eventually, you can have that tissue get into organs around the body that it can destroy, like the liver, the brain, you know, and that's why some cancers are so much more aggressive and difficult than others, is it all depends on what tissue and where. And so when we look at the across-the-board issue of cancer involvement, I just want to mention a few things about risk factors and the incidence, the epidemiology of cancer, because I think it exhibits how many different ones there are. First, you can broadly look at childhood cancer versus adult cancer. And in children, we often see brain tumors, leukemias, and lymphomas. In fact, I looked up the stats. Leukemia accounts for 34% of childhood cancers. 23% are brain tumors. That would include neuroblastoma that we were talking about during the break. And lymphomas account for 12%. So that's right there. That's nearly 70% of all childhood cancers are encompassed in those three. Those are not nearly as common in adults. But in adults, when there's a brain tumor present, for instance, a neuroblastoma in a child is often curable, extremely high rates of cure. In adults, a brain tumor is most commonly a glioblastoma, like Senator John McCain has now, and those are extremely highly fatal. And so, you know, it's a whole different realm based on that.
Is it a different form of cancer?
Yes, it just happens to be in the brain, but it's a different cell line of the cancer. And that's why, again, you can't just lump everything into cancer and say, oh, it's a cancer. You know, it is a cancer, but you've got to define what type of cancer that is and what it's going to do to the tissue, what its growth rate is, what it usurps from the other tissue, how quickly it spreads to other tissue, all those factors. The number one risk factor, what would you say, John, if I ask you, what do you think the number one risk factor for a cancer is to acquire a cancer?
I would say weight, probably.
That's an excellent guess. That's woefully wrong.
Sorry. Wow, really? Yeah. Seriously?
Well, actually, it's not woefully. I don't know what we'd have to do to be woefully.
That is such a hard term. That's hard, Dr. Goldier.
But I tell you, number one, and another fair guess, which I think is a legitimate guess, would be smoking, would be tobacco exposure and smoke exposure. That's very high. But would you believe, and if you think about this, it makes sense, the number one risk factor is age. So as you live longer, your rate of cancer risk goes up. And the reason is that, you know, again, going back to the basic issue of what cancer is, all of our cells over time divide and replace. You know very well that if you have a scab on your arm, your skin grows in underneath and replaces it, right? So if you have normal cells coming in and replacing that, it works out normally. If you have an abnormal cell that then begins to replicate and make copies of itself, it's abnormal. So with age, there's more likelihood of that happening. If you've lived for 80 years, you have more of a chance for those cells to go wrong than you do if you've lived 40 years. So the number one risk of a cancer is simply aging. And that's why frequently when I hear, oh, you know, three of my four grandparents had a cancer and my great uncle, I'm not particularly surprised. I find it unfortunate somebody has that family history. But on the other hand, if all those people had died younger from something else, say from being in war or a car wreck or, you know, suicide or something, then they didn't live long enough to get cancer. There actually is a term in cancer that a prominent cancer researcher, Dr. Robert Weinberg, basically says if we live long enough, sooner or later, we all get cancer. And that's the reality of aging and aging cells. So we'll talk next week about prevention of aging cells in terms of reducing the risk. We all have aging cells, but we can reduce the risk of abnormal growth changes by healthy living. And, of course, that always includes nutrition, exercise, weight loss. And weight is a factor in cancer. The number two factor other than aging is actually tobacco exposure. 90% of lung cancers are directly referable to tobacco exposure, to smoke exposure. So that, and of course, you know, when you smoke, you also swallow some of the carcinogens.
Tobacco,
and so there's a higher risk in smokers of colon cancer, bladder cancer, throat cancer, esophageal cancer. And interestingly, even breast cancer has a higher rate in women who smoke. And then number three, actually, believe it or not, is alcohol. Excessive alcohol intake is highly associated with a number of cancers, including breast cancer. And and what we often talk about on this show and in life is moderation. And, you know, the excess of almost anything, excessive sun exposure is a higher risk for skin cancer. Excessive weight is a risk probably because of the junk that almost inevitably goes
along
with
that. Processed food,
yeah.
Right.
You know, it's very rare to eat very healthily and gain a lot of weight. You know, that's just the reality. Lack of exercise is a huge one. And that's because the body that exercises is just more in tune with good health in general. One thing plays off another. And if you're more fit, you're metabolically healthier and stronger. And that's good. So I wanted to talk about, as you had mentioned earlier, antioxidants. That term is thrown out a lot. there are, you know, you can go to a bookstore or Amazon or wherever you want to go to look and see, you know, if you just research like diet and antioxidants, you'll find a book, you know, like 12 healthiest foods,
right,
or 10 well, healthiest
it's
foods.
It's on the
or
internet
14,
every time you
or,
open up your page.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's everywhere. And, you know, some of those, as we touched on before the show, you know, are like blueberries. I couldn't say that if you start eating blueberries today, you will not get a cancer. I can tell you, though, I think blueberries are healthy. I think they do have antioxidant properties, and that helps in the big picture scheme of reducing the risk. But here's the deal that I think is fair for us all to realize, and I want to talk a little more about antioxidants before we run out of time here. But if you look at the rate of death in America, one of the highest, most risky things, and I frequently bring this up both on the show and in my office, is that if you look at motor vehicle accidents, there are about 120 deaths every day in motor vehicle accidents in America. The way you reduce your risk is you put on your seatbelt, you look both ways before you pull out on the road, you stay in your lane, you don't drive drunk, you know, you don't drive distracted, like, you know, eating your hot bowl of soup while you're on your laptop and texting too with your phone while you're driving. And it's kind of similar with cancer. If you pay attention, you reduce your risk. There is no guarantee. That's why, you know, a child who's two may develop a neuroblastoma. There's no guarantee in life that you will not develop abnormal cells and not have a cancer. But you can reduce your odds of many cancers by lifestyle adaptation. And that does not seem true of childhood cancers. Those are very unfortunate, hard to understand, because they happen early in life to someone who's, you know, generally quite healthy otherwise. But there still are some things we can do to reduce the odds. And we'll talk about that more next week. Going back to antioxidants, so I do think healthy nutrition is far better than unhealthy nutrition. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that, because by definition, unhealthy is kind of bad and healthy is good.
Right.
And but if you pay attention to what goes in the body does something. And if you put something healthy, naturally occurring, like, say, blueberries as a fair example, you know, another leading source of antioxidants, I'm not making this up, is coffee. Coffee is a natural antioxidant. And in fact, there are lower rates of type 2 diabetes, gallbladder disease, and Alzheimer's in people who drink coffee moderately. There again, if you had nothing but coffee, you probably have some problems.
Right.
But you don't want to overdo, but you don't have to, you know, like avoid it, because every year you hear on New Year's resolutions, you got to give up coffee because it doesn't really make sense.
Right.
But the, you know, if you took, say, blueberries, raspberries, and another good antioxidant, you know, let's say quinoa is very popular as a substitute.
Ugh.
Yeah, it depends on how it's prepared. But
I've had it all the way. So
yeah, and I tell you, kale's going to fall out of favor sooner or later, because nobody can survive on kale very long. That's just my own personal opinion. But
kale.
But, you know, if you look at those versus, say, a candy bar, or, you know, processed sugar or high fructose corn syrup, you know, picture eating a tomato versus drinking a jar of ketchup. You know, there's going to be a difference in the healthy, naturally occurring part versus the abnormal. And that's what you need to think about before you put it in your body. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of talk, and we'll get to this next week or the following too, about environmental exposures. There's a lot of talk about plastic bottles versus aluminum cans versus other packaging, you know, cardboard, plastic, whatever. I can tell you, I think the vast majority of epidemiological studies show that cancers are about the same rate in developed countries as undeveloped if you correct for age. It, regardless of packaging or whatever, it's more the content of what's in that package. And it's easy to look at a plastic bottle and say, boy, this could give me cancer, and ignore what's in it that you're drinking, and, you know, whether that's excess alcohol or sugary drink or whatever, and why blame the package. But if you look at the developed world living longer anyway because of other factors in health and safety, the cancer rates really are about the same across the board.
What about in countries like Italy, where you have a lot of everything fresh, people doing a lot of walking, living older,
you
seem
know,
to be less consumption of processed.
Right. The cancer rates are about the same age adjusted. The difference, and I think this is my own observation that I don't have a stat right now, but the rate of smoking there is higher than in America, and the rates of cancer are about the same. And
interesting.
It is interesting because you're right about walking as a society is probably healthier than using a lot of vehicles, whatever, and, you know, other naturally occurring foods and such. The problem is humans kind of tend to take some healthy and some unhealthy. And I hear all the time, like from smokers or people who drink excessively or whatever, they'll say, oh, well, you know, I gave up drinking, so smoking's my only vice, so I've got to stick with something.
Right.
I disagree. I don't think you have to have a significant health vice that you know is going to kill you. I think it's a matter of choice. You know, it is. If you want to live your healthiest, you will give up the smoking, you'll give up the excess alcohol, you'll start exercising, you'll lose weight, you'll eat healthier. You don't have to. There's no rule that says you have to do one thing horribly bad for you and be content with one. You know?
Right.
I mean, I agree. Don't do all five of the bad things of smoking, drinking, being overweight, excess alcohol, and other environment. You know, don't go live by a radiation leak by choice. But, you know, you don't have to have a vice or else. You can actually live healthy, and it's a choice.
Absolutely.
You can decide what you eat. Very rarely is an adult forced to eat something bad for them. I just don't find that to be true in our free society, and you can choose better nutrition. For
absolutely.
Instance.
All right, well, we've got Dr. Norm Clothier with Family Healthcare Associates, Understanding Cancer. And, folks, this is a huge topic that we're trying to cover in about 30 minutes less.
And only going over by, like, 9 minutes from the break time.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's very efficient.
I think, but this is going to be a topic that Dr. Clothier and I talk about
sure,
over the course.
Sure, we can go longer than a couple more weeks. But next week, let me put the focus on what you can do, simple changes you can make in your lifestyle that'll help reduce the risk of cancer. And, again, I appreciate everybody's like Facebook comments and such about their family challenges and young people who die from cancer. We don't understand everything that happens, you know, to us in life. We just know things can happen physically, but you can reduce some of the odds of those occurrences by some healthy choices, and then sometimes bad things happen out of the blue that you will never understand. But, you know, I want to share, I know it's difficult when a family has a lot of cancers in it, and that's one of the things we'll learn next week about recognizing family patterns that you really can make a change about.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with JP, Kathy, and the crew. And again, I want to thank everybody on Facebook Live. Dr. Clothier, we have blown up Facebook Live this morning. Great topic.
Good.
So we'll continue the topic, understanding cancer, over the next several weeks. I don't think we're just going to make this
sure,
a one or 2 week thing.
I can draw this out for
years. Yeah, tongue cancer, Dr. Clothier. Cancer, overuse of the tongue.
Overuse of my tongue. Thanks for that. We'll
be right back with JP, Kathy, and the crew.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM KEXB. We start with South Dallas, 20 westbound at Wheatland. An accident taking up two left lanes of traffic. Your backup is now to about Hampton Road. In Garland, 635 LBJ Freeway northbound at Garland Road. An accident blocking the right lane. And traffic is backed up all the way to North Galloway Avenue in Mesquite. Your delay is approaching about half an hour. That's look at traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher. Honored to be with Barbara Gill, Secrets of Successful Women. Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, are amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. With you called the sad and glad experiences, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own stories with Secrets of Successful Women. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. Be here.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who've discovered what us long-timers have known since the beginning. MediShare is affordable healthcare that really works. The great thing is, we're not an insurance company. We're a nonprofit community. Hundreds of thousands of honest, hardworking people who agree to share each other's medical bills. Every share goes to help a fellow member. And when we say affordable, we mean it's common for our members to save upwards of $500 a month. Best of all, MediShare is always open. You can join anytime. So how about now? Isn't it time you joined MediShare?
Call 844-41-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare, now available in Montana. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031. Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Rodenbaugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Rodenbaugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at Rodenbaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Rodenbaugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM, KEXB.
Boy, how appropriate. Don't drink, don't smoke, and you got a better chance of not getting cancer, I'll tell you what. Well, and for all the listeners out there that heard me say weight could be the number one indicator for cancer or a contributor, I weighed 500 pounds.
Yeah.
And I was told that, in all seriousness, that cancer cells have a tendency to store themselves in fat.
Sure.
And that you do have a higher risk of getting cancer, maybe even younger, with being overweight.
Because your cells are replicating faster because you're obese.
And that's what my guess would be as well. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I don't want, if everybody's like, hey, wait a minute, don't make fun of people overweight. No, I'm not making fun of them. I'm one of those guys. So let's take a rest on that deal. I'm not going to be politically correct or incorrect. Just it is what it is.
We don't like to make fun of people here.
No, we do not. So what topic should we tackle first? That's the question this morning, because we have idiocracy mm-hmm. going on across the board this morning mm-hmm. on headlines that are going on today and yesterday.
I'm thinking Chris Pratt and Anna Faris getting separated. That's top of my mind.
Definitely something I'm worried about.
Yeah.
You know, there could be a world collapse of the economy
yeah.
as a result of those two deciding to not be together anymore.
Well, I mean, what kind of movies could we not see?
Yeah. I know. It's a death threat. I mean, it's a whatever we want to call it. But you've got me off my game, because that's a serious topic.
I know.
Chris and Anna. How about let's talk about everybody, you know, all these people that are pro-legalization of marijuana. Let's mm-hmm. legalize marijuana. It's not anywhere near as bad as smoking. It's not anywhere as bad as blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about recreational use, or where are we starting with this?
You know, just period, right? I mean, just a group of people.
Okay, I have a friend of mine that actually sells it.
So there you go.
And
we can even talk from that standpoint.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we can even talk about from them selling it, but this is where I'm going with this. Good morning, D.S. Thornsby, and good morning, Nathan Hansen. So here's where I'm going with this, Michael. Everybody says, well, marijuana is not nearly as bad as smoking, doesn't cause issues, or marijuana is good for you because it helps with mental health and helps you calm down. It's better than taking synthetic drugs, which I don't know that I'm going to argue that one way or the other, I guess. But how about the fact that marijuana is causing massive
amounts of environmental hazards into our air and pollutants from marijuana, they are now finding is far more dangerous than what they thought they were.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. In California, and I'm trying to find the article because I've pulled up all these articles. Here we go. I found it. It's in Reuters today. Toxic waste from U.S. pot farms alarms experts. I'm telling you, idiocracy has struck us. Pollution from illegal marijuana farms deep in California's national forests is far worse than previously thought and has turned thousands of acres into waste dumps so toxic that simply touching plants has landed law enforcement officers in the hospital.
Yeah, that's significant. Okay. And what about the death rate on Colorado roadways that's jumped 11% in 2012 due to recreational pot use?
And that number, I'm telling you, is not being properly reported. That number is actually going to be higher.
It's probably higher.
Yeah.
And you know that the pro-legalization people would tell you is that, oh, yeah, people are smoking pot. They're not going to decide to get out on the roadways and drive like that. And I'm like, but pot impairs your thinking. Of course they're going to get out and do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Well, not even just that, but the fact that we have yet to see the medical repercussions yet, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we broke the story, several months ago with a doctor from the University of Denver where all of these patients have been going in. These men who are 45 years old, no jobs, living in their basements of their parents' home because they've been smoking weed since they were 12.
Right.
Going in for stomach problems, lying about doing marijuana, smoking weed, finding out that they have a cannabis or cannabinoid a disease in their stomach because of their pot usage.
What? How can... There's no such thing. No. Pot is healthy, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's healthy. Wrong. So check this out. The volume of banned or restricted pesticides and illegally applied fertilizers in the woods dwarfs estimates by the U.S. Forest Service in 2014 when a top enforcement official testified that the pollution was threatening forest land in California and other states. California accounts for more than 90% of illegal U.S. marijuana farming, with much of it exported to other states from thousands of sites hidden deep inside the forest. Okay. Now, this is what's funny, right? We legalize this stuff, you can start farming it, but yet why do we still have illegal pot farms? Doesn't that take away from the argument of the people that want to legalize it? Well, if you legalize it, nobody will go to jail. Nobody will do anything illegal with it anymore.
Bologna.
Yeah, I mean fried bologna. So why is it we're having all of these issues? Well, I'll tell you why. Because licensing isn't cheap for growers. Retail all of a sudden now creates cost of manufacturing, storing, delivering. Because before it was just, hey, dude, I'm going to go grab you off the corner. I've produced it. Go out and sell it. Now you got to start paying for this stuff because we've made it a real industry. So what are you going to do? You're going to hide from it.
Yeah. And there's also going to have to be regulation on how much of THC is in each whatever and blah, blah, blah. It's just all sorts of bureaucracy.
Absolutely. Welcome drug producers.
Yes.
Illegal drug producers to the world of business. It's not called everything is easy. So let's talk about naturalists because I'm a big anti-tree hugger person. I just am. You know, I say let's take care of our earth. Let's be smart. But let's not be ridiculous, right? Okay. Ecologist Morad Gabriel, who documents the issue for the Forest Service, as well as other state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies, estimates California's forest holds 41 times more solid fertilizers and 80 times more liquid pesticides than Forest Service investigators found in 2013. Growers use fertilizers and pesticides long restricted or banned in the United States, like not even legal anymore because it's so bad for you, including, you'll love this, carbofuran and zinc phosphide. In previous years, it was commonly sold fertilizers and pesticides that were used illegally, law enforcement officials said. I mean, so here we've got these naturalists. Ah, oh, dude, smoke pot, be a weed head, man, a pothead. And
they're using illegal, banned growing substances?
Yeah, fertilizers and pesticides.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
These naturalists are using on this all-natural plant. So anymore, anybody...
How ironic.
Yeah. Anybody comes to me and says, well, marijuana is better than alcohol, No, it's not. I'm tired of hearing that argument, number one.
If it's probably just about the same, if not worse, because you don't know all the implications and it's not regulated well enough. I mean, and even when it gets there, it's still just going to be another impediment that's going to cause somebody to fall into a lifestyle that there's no coming out of.
It's just redonkulous. Here's what Reuters goes on to say. Reuters says that Gabriel, who has visited more than 100 sites in California and is widely considered the top expert on toxics at marijuana farms, calculated that federal land in California contains 731,000 pounds of solid fertilizer, 491,000 ounces of concentrated liquid fertilizer, and 200,000 ounces of toxic pesticides.
That's a lot. That's a heck of a lot. I think that's more than Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers could smoke on a tour.
I don't. That might be a challenge.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. Anyways, point is that it is ridiculous that I'm so sick and tired about hearing how all natural marijuana is and how we need to legalize it and it's so amazing. You know, what you're doing is that you're creating legal drug dealers is what you're doing. You're creating the opportunity for people to do something they think is healthy because people are selling it that way and they want to do it. And as a result, we're seeing an increase in medical issues, hospitalizations for psychosomatic issues, and now environmental issues for this all-natural plant. Give me a break. I'm throwing up in my mouth. Unbelievable. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're JP, Kathy, and the crew. When we come back, the other thing that makes me throw up in my mouth, North Korea. Be right back after these messages.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. 620 AM, KEXB. Experts in business in North Texas.
It is time to check traffic here on 620 AM, KEXB. Watch for an accident taking up two left lanes in Dallas 35E northbound near Inwood Road. Traffic is stopped back to about Market Center Boulevard. Also, 30 westbound at St. Francis in the East Dallas area. You have an accident that is blocking the left lane there. 30 eastbound at Haskell Avenue. You've got an accident that has just been cleared. The traffic still slowed back to about 2nd Avenue. That's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Del Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Listen to The Del Wamsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Napa Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off. Because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or newdirectionscounseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM KEXB.
All right, folks, welcome back. I want to take a brief time out here, and I want to say a big prayer and hello to folks out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A rare August tornado sends 30 people to the hospital in Tulsa. Thank God, no deaths. Michael, do we have any audio on that?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead and let's play the audio on that.
Right now, it's pretty much a disaster area.
Bricks, sheetrock, and everything else is scattered along 41st Street on top of the debris, splintered power lines. This Friday's restaurant caved in with people still inside. The damage is extensive, but all of this can be fixed. The people, that's another story.
There were people who had some pretty horrific injuries, but none were life-threatening, which is great, and we had no loss of life.
There you go.
All right, folks, there's a little bit of audio. Thank you, Michael, for doing that. That
and
was great.
Courtesy of News on 6.
All right.
In Tulsa.
Courtesy of News on 6. So, again, folks, I'm going to ask all of our Facebook Live listeners and all of our listeners over the air on 620 AM, please send prayers out. Just a quick quote. No deaths were reported from the tornado that struck shortly after 1 a.m. in the Midtown area of Tulsa, according to City of Tulsa spokeswoman Kim Malloy. So thankful for that. All right, back to North Korea. This guy needs to have a tornado ripped through his house. That's for darn sure. North Korea denounces the United Nations' latest sanctions imposed on the isolated state, saying, I love this, by the way. I can't believe we're using this in the same sentence with North Korea. The infringe on its sovereignty and vowed to take righteous action. Can we really put the words sovereignty and righteous in the same sentence with North Korea and it not be about blowing this guy up?
I think something may be lost in the translation from the Korean language over to ours.
Got to be something lost. This guy goes on to say that we will never negotiate our nuclear program so long as the United States maintains a hostile policy against the North. Are you kidding me, right?
Is it possible that we could send them like a robot gift of like a Dennis Rodman character just like as a present and they would, it's a bomb and it blows up on them? I don't know.
The Trojan horse.
Right.
Yes.
Sure. Uh-huh. The Trojan Rodman.
Yeah. The Trojan Rodman. Now, that's funny. So here we go. Quote, unquote, there is no bigger mistake than the United States believing that its land is safe across the ocean.
You're such a joker.
Yeah. I'm a joker, all right.
Not you.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I'm throwing up in my mouth. I mean, this guy, A, is not a threat to the United States. Let's be clear and honest on that, number one. Number two, he's a bully. Number three, this is what I find even more humorous than any of that. The USA Today had the nerve to say, they titled an article last week, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it, that Kim Jong-un, he's not really crazy.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Did I talk about it last week? Or did I miss? I didn't get to talk about it last week.
Right? I don't know if you talked about it on the air, but I've heard that.
Yeah. He's not crazy. He's not mentally ill at all. He's just ruthless.
in the way he leads, but very intelligent.
Just ruthless. So he should be on Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But check this. I got one better for you. You ready for this? They say, oh, no, no. The people in North Korea are much better off now than ever before. Who cares if he killed his brother to make sure he could become the dictator of North Korea? Who
cares? What about all the people who have come out of North Korea and said that everyone is emaciated and dying?
Yeah, not happening. They say it's just not true, USA Today. So I'm going to start calling USA Today the USA Today North Korea version, because they also say, oh, no, growth is up. They're building homes. They're selling homes. Even Kim Jong-un is turning his head and letting some small businesses come alive. And are you ready for this? Each household is averaging $1,300 a year now.
Well, that's amazing. That's so shocking. $1,300. Wow. You know what really scares me, though, is their cooperation or collusion communication with Iran. That makes him less of a joker in my mind. That makes him more of a world threat.
Oh, he's definitely a world threat. Okay. No doubt about it. But because I've been saying that for a year. A year ago, nobody would listen to me. Everybody else was talking about everything. He was making the back page of the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, not anymore. Now he's making the front page. John Payton was a genius on this one. So here we go. Another article released by USA Today of North Korea. North Korea threatens thousands-fold revenge against U.S. for sanctions. North Korea said Monday it will launch thousands-fold revenge against the United States after the United Nations imposed new sanctions on Pyongyang.
Why aren't they threatening China and Russia? Because they made the same deal.
They're buddies.
Right. I know.
They don't realize that they're on the UN Security Council.
Well, I think maybe that Kim Jong-un knows that Russia and China aren't serious about that.
Probably. He probably had a conversation beforehand. The statement came in after the UN Security Council unanimously, which China and Russia are on, approved tough new U.S.-drafted sanctions Saturday, including a ban on coal and other exports worth over $1 billion. Why should we make this crazy guy any wealthier than what he already believes he is, and his people are making $1,300 a year? We complain at $56,000 a year. Are you kidding me? And I'm so out of time. There's so much more to talk about on North Korea. I'll have to wait and come back and hit this later. But even China hopes for North-South talks. Give me a break. Hoping one hand spit in the other, see which one fills up faster. Folks, have a great day. You've heard my diatribe on North Korea. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. This is JP, Kathy, and the crew signing off.
Hey! KEXB.
Are you in the know? Hi, I'm Brian Glenn. Join me weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 for my show, In the Know. We'll explore all the cool and unique places that make up North Texas. Hear the stories behind the people, the places, and issues of today. From Wall Street to your street, get In the Know. Join me for In the Know with Brian Glenn, right here on 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers.